true to like you and then just make yourself come up with this stuff. You're going to come up with it, whatever it's going to be.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. There will be no talks today over that debt ceiling impasse that could cause financial turmoil if no deal is reached by June 1st. But President Biden is still sounding hopeful this can happen.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that progressive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is at the G7 summit in Japan, pushing his request for more support amid the Russian war. CBS's Tom Foti with more.
Not long before arriving in Japan for an in-person appearance at the so-called G7 summit, Ukrainian President Zelensky got some most welcome news that the U.S. will let some allies transfer sophisticated jets like the F-16 to Ukraine.
It appears the Secretary of State Blinken played a key role in this decision. The Biden administration has sought to balance providing Ukraine all the weaponry it requires to resist Russian aggression, while at the same time seeking to avoid any step that might be perceived as a dramatic escalation by the Russians.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Shouting and tears in Nebraska as lawmakers there approved restrictions on gender-affirming care for young people and a 12-week abortion ban. KOLN reporter John Grinvalds.
A scene from inside the rotunda just after the vote. Shouts of shame roared like a drumbeat onto the legislature floor. Then came tearful embraces and resilient chants. Inside the chamber, emotions ran hot.
What is wrong with you?
The CDC warns that more Americans are getting infected by contaminated eye drops despite a recall. CBS's James Brown.
Four people have died, 14 have lost their vision, and more than 80 infections have been reported. The eye drops were contaminated with a bacteria that's resistant to antibiotics. Two different brands of drops, EsriCare and Delsym Pharma, were recalled earlier this year.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is joyous after her team won its first regular season game. Vice President Harris and the First Gentleman were there.
It was nice to be able to, you know, see her face to face, talk to her, thank her for everything as well. And then the team really enjoyed it, too, when she came in.
Griner spent nearly 300 days in Russian custody after customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Images. We all have them.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes and let's get ready because Earl is on a rampage this morning.
Man, come on, man. What's going on, man? Good morning. What's up? And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What's going on, my man?
It's going good, Earl. You know, weather was nice for Michigan. Weather was nice this weekend. You know, so I don't know what was going on in Wisconsin, but it was pretty nice.
Hey, man, tell your mom I said happy belated Mother's Day.
Oh, I will. Same here, man. Tell the missus over there I said happy Mother's Day. And to all you mothers, I'm sorry I missed you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, man, you just... One thing for sure, man, your mama told you right. Because you know how.
Oh, yeah. I told you my mama go bear hunting with a switch. So I'm always going to be right when we talking about mama now.
Spoken like a true wrestling fan. Bear hunting with a switch. I remember that. Anyway, man, got a lot to talk about this morning, mm-hmm. as always. Listen, we'd love to hear from you guys in the audience. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Green Bay Packer fans, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
You love being a bearer of bad tidings.
But you know, there are 32 football teams in the NFL. In Dalton Wasserman and Jim Wyman.
Never heard of. Well, have they ever played football before? Have they ever put their hand in the dirt?
Probably
these fools don't know what they're talking about.
I would venture to say, what about that cat, man?
I'm trying to understand how. Before you say anything, how could a dude come up with this? Did he go and interview every player on every team to come up to watch all? What did he do? How did they do this?
The same way. Was Kuiper. What's Kuiper's name?
Mel Kuiper.
Mel Kuiper. The same way Mel Kuiper, who never played any.
Mel got years.
Okay. I know, but.
Yeah. And experience.
He never put his hand in the dirt. So Mel
Kuiper. Nah, he sure haven't. So he don't even get his hair messed up.
So Mel Kuiper is the number one person to tell who the best college football player is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the same way Mel Kuiper can do that, these two men have done their homework, and they say that the Green Bay Packer roster is ranked number 27 out of 32 teams. 27 out of, and that includes the draft choices.
And I think, Gilbert, the reason that they could make that statement is the Packers are going to be so young, and they are in rebuild. Now, you said you heard some of the veterans say, we're not in rebuild. And I can understand why a veteran is there, and it's, you know, and he's been a heartbeat away from getting to the Super Bowl, many of those veterans. And now all of a sudden they look around, and the guy who was their buddy in the locker room is gone. How does that feel, man? First off, you with the cats you were used to being with, these were your boys, and y'all grew, you know, together over 3 or 4 years, and now you're looking, they got some young cat in the locker room where your partner used to be. Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters. It's tough, man. It's just like anything, you know, you a coworker or whatever.
Right.
You out there, you've been on, it's blood, sweat, and tears with them, you know, even like in the Army, blood, sweat, tears. And then, you know, these guys leave, you know, go to other teams, and somebody else got to fill that position. Takes a while for you to trust this person, you know, understand this person, know what his mannerisms are, different things. But then it sucks to see that your homeboys went over to Detroit or Minnesota or Chicago somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Or having success, you know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like the first time Edgar Bennett, when he left us, he went to Chicago. I consider Edgar a great friend. You know, I had Edgar on my wall. He was the only running back I had on my wall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And didn't have to play against him. You know, it's different, man. It's one of those things like you lost. It's not like you lost a family member.
Right.
You know, but it's tough. Yeah.
I mean, clearly it's a business and sometimes maybe it takes that as you grow as a person to see those changes, because in college, your boys stay with you for the 3 or 4 years that you were there. But I said all that to say this. So now the Packers are going to have one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we know. That's clear. It does take time in the NFL, no matter how talented these young guys are. They got to learn their way around. Is that safe to say that they can't do that in 1 year?
Safe. Just because you know, you got a lot of young guys, man, a lot of guys that ain't been there, a lot of guys still eyes wide open. I mean, when I first got in and I saw a Dallas Cowboy helmet in real life, on the field,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's different, you know. First, I was an Eric Dickerson fan when I first saw him. I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have guys on the team that center the guys. You gotta have a guy on the team that's been through the wars, that knows how to handle certain things. The coach can't do it all. He can't do it in the locker room. You need that guy in the locker room. Coach is not in the locker room all the time.
So let me ask you, man, because I was looking at a sports show last week, and they're talking about the Packers, and they were talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the leader. The quarterbacks have been the leaders. Can there be Jordan Love? You can't, maybe he doesn't have the qualities to lead. This was the conversation. Maybe you can't expect him to be the leader right off. Could the leader, and then they were trying to go down the list of who the leaders could be, maybe Jones or any of those cats. But then they came to this. The leader probably is going to be the coach. Because they started going down the list of teams. Gilbert,
who said this?
I forgot who it was, but they said there are teams where Bill Belichick and stuff, that there are coaches who really kind of lead the teams. Is that possible?
No, that's not possible. The coaches only reach so far. That locker room is sacred. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like your bedroom is sacred. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever sacred. When your mom or your daddy come in there, that's a different person in that bedroom. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when they close that door, You are on your, you know, you're feeling comfortable. So in the locker room, when the coach walks through the locker room, it's going to be different from when he leaves the locker room. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't have that. It has to start. So that's why I say people that don't really know need to shut up, really, because you don't understand the game. Inside that locker room, you have to have a leader inside that locker room. And Jordan Love can and will be that leader in that locker room with help. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it because of the position?
Yes. Quarterback is the lead dog, period. You understand what I'm saying? He has help. It's just like Brett Favre needed help from Reggie White.
But clearly Reggie White was the leader when...
Yes, yes.
And everybody
accepted. Yes, I would say, let me rephrase that. Reggie White was the leader. Brett Favre was leader A. Leroy Butler was leader B. 1A, 1B. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the type of... That's the locker room. Man, ain't no coach going to come in there and say that. Mm-mm. Man, ain't nobody going to sit up there and be like, when the coach... No! The coach only goes so far.
So
you know what I'm saying?
But the point was saying that Jordan Love...
He can do
doesn't
it.
Doesn't have those qualities.
He can do it. He has to do it. A great quarterback has to be able to lead. He has to be a general. He has to be. Or he don't have no business being in that position. Period. There's no more time for sitting up here. So, he has to take the reins and go.
So the Packers are saying we've got to give him a chance. You know, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking while they were saying that, in other words, trying to get the Packer fans ready, don't expect too much. And I'm like, what are they talking about? This is year four. You look at the young rookie quarterbacks coming in, Gilbert, the guys with New England, Philadelphia, the Chicago Bears. This is a new era, a new time. They've got young quarterbacks who are being got drafted recently. They coming in, man, they throwing them to the wolves. So you can't say, we got to make sure we give them some time. Go ahead.
They got a formula in Green Bay that they live by. That's been proven that when Brett took over, Aaron Rodgers sat down for 4 years. Now, Aaron Rodgers is up. This kid here done sat behind him for what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Now it's his turn. That's their formula. That's what they're gonna live and die with.
Wait, does that mean okay? We gotta know.
They just trying to prepare you for what happened the first year Brett took over, the first year Aaron Rodgers took over,
which was terrible.
Terrible. So don't just sit up there and beat this kid head in because it's expected for him to not have a great season this year. It is Jordan Love's belief that he's going to have an awesome season. He's going to prove everybody wrong.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break.
Hopefully.
844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back.
Boom.
This house is in need of a few upgrades. Windows, doors, even the basement needs a little TLC. With the Inflation Reduction Act, you can have all these assessed and addressed. It's there for you. Doesn't matter the age or condition. Call Green Homeowners United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Jim Grass, Thompson, and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
See, everybody trying to steal my thing. Come on. Come on. Get on it. Get on that love train. Don't y'all be trying to steal it, man. Yeah, everybody got to get on the love train. Courtesy of the grave digger. Get on it, Earl. Get on it.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And a shout out to Mr. Robin Adams. Who is Robin Adams?
He's a guy, man, that last year I did a podcast called The Cheese Dads. And we became great friends, and he's a writer. Okay, so he puts out articles about our show each week, and he does one hell of a job. Love his family. Got a beautiful wife and kid. These guys are salt of the earth people. So big shout out to my man, because he make me look good, but he make you, like you know what you talking about.
Hey, listen, man. I want to get back quickly because we got a lot of ground to cover. But I want to get back quickly to this leadership thing, man. Mm-hmm. And again, the fact. When I talked about the Packers roster being ranked number 27 out of 32.
That hurts, though, Earl.
One of the things that I just did not want, if what they're saying turns out to be true, if things happen the way many people are predicting this season for the Packers, that the finger doesn't be pointed at Jordan Love. That they don't scapegoat Jordan Love. You know what I mean, Gilbert?
Yeah. It's literally a team deal. Win, lose, or draw. Everybody got to be together.
Let's do this. Let's go to Tim from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Hey, Gilbert. Good morning, sir. Who's the best offensive lineman you ever played, and why?
You said the best offensive lineman I ever played?
Yeah, and why?
Yes, sir.
I have never met him yet, and I'm still looking for him.
hey, Tim, you know what? I need to put on the helmet and some shoulder pads, and he'll find him.
Give it to him, Tim. Go ahead. Give it to him.
I love that. Hey, I love that. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
So in September of 1992, you and I played each other. You were Kansas and I was at Ball State.
What?
Oh, okay. Keith McKenzie, old school.
Yeah, that's right. He's my teammate. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore 74, and I remember I played tackle. I played you a couple downs.
Was that in Kansas?
Yeah, it was at Memorial Stadium there.
Yeah, so man. Gilbert, I mean, I don't know. One of your homeboys, I ran over him so bad.
I was about to say, Gilbert.
That's on the highlight film, my guy. Hey, I was like, ooh, is he even playing football?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was an ugly day for us, but you guys walked all over us.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Me and Stubblefield had a great day that day. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tim. So, yes, Tim. Sir. So you played the game. Did you, Gilbert and you, meet up one or two plays?
Yeah, we did. And
was he a strong guy then?
He was a big strong guy, but I got to tell you, and I don't want to ruin your
reputation, Gilbert.
Yeah, he wasn't as silky and fast as you think. But no, honestly, Gilbert was one of the nicest guys I remember playing. Just a gentleman out there.
Thank you, sir. And, thank you. I appreciate
I
that.
His reputation, man.
Hey, Gilbert, what did you pay this man to call?
Earl, you got, I mean, on that field. You know, there's some stupid people out there, but some people out there got respect, and some people, you know, if you know, you're not taught to help them up, but after the game, you're going to shake their hand just out of respect, period.
Hey, Tim, man, thank you for calling. Thank you for
listening. Thanks, Tim.
And thank you for chiming in, man. Tell somebody else about us, man. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, that's got to be kind of touching, right? Going back to... You know, long time ago, a guy remembers
when we were kids. When we were kids, you know what I'm saying? You still, it's great when we were kids. You still got some type of respect that follows you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you give respect, you earn respect.
You know, Gilbert, we're gonna talk about after the break, Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame credentials and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm gonna be talking with the mayor and other people about in the city of Milwaukee about things to impact and make a difference in mm-hmm. safety for children and stuff this year, and what we can get people mm-hmm. to do during the summer. And man, mm-hmm. football gonna be right at the top of the line, man. You know, I gotta get these people to understand, Gilbert.
Yeah,
that if we organize and put those kids in mm-hmm. organized sporting activities
mm-hmm.
when they're young,
yeah,
that's the way we can reach them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
people understand that, man. They want to talk about everything else,
mm-hmm.
but they're missing the boat.
Yeah, I mean, you bring some suit in here, a suit and tie cat don't know no heartbeat of the street, ain't gonna try to come up with something. No, man, you gotta get these guys that's been on the streets in the concrete jungle doing what you need to do, getting out there and understanding what these kids are talking about. Some cats don't do that.
I'm not opposed to people with PhDs, but sometimes the PhD
sometimes people too smart for their own good. Yeah, but
sometimes the PhD stands for piled high and deep. If you know what I mean. Listen, we got to go to a break.
Keeping it real Monday. That's what they call it. Keeping it real Monday.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger under the helmet with Grave Digger.
Oh.
I'm proud to call him my friend, Gilbert Brown.
Same here, brother.
We'll be right back.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha, it's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The White House and Republican congressional negotiators won't be meeting today for debt ceiling talks despite a looming deadline. But President Biden says...
This goes in stages.
Mr. President,
I've been in these negotiations before.
Mr. President,
shush up, okay?
Thank you. It goes in stages.
Emotional protest in Nebraska did not stop state lawmakers from passing a 12-week abortion ban and restrictions on gender-affirming care for young people.
This isn't about ignoring women's rights. It's about protecting the rights of babies who have the right to live.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is happy to be back in the game.
It was nice to be back on court in a, you know, a real game and everything. The love from, you know, the fans when I came out was amazing. The players.
She was detained in Russia for nearly 300 days before being freed. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
It's all my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good,
baby. All good, baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Yeah.
Pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Private stock.
When I had the red and black lumberjack. With the hat.
With the Maxim.
Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, da-ha.
Da-ha, da-ha.
Hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade.
You know, I got to tell you, man, I never really listened to rap, but that's pretty cool.
Biggie was cool.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me do this before we go there, Gilbert. Packers pick first and worst following schedule release. Sports Illustrated predicts the Packers 10-7. NFL.com predicts the Packers 10-7. Strat-O-Matic predicts the Packers 9-8. Packers Central predicts the Packers 9-8. Pro Football Network predicts the Packers 8-9. Bleacher Report predicts the Packers 8-9. ESPN predicts the Packers 7-10. The 33rd team 7-10. So you know, it's gonna be a soul searching. But anyway,
rebuild.
Gilbert, man, you're in the Packer Ring of Fame, man. That, so let us know, man, you know, what it feels like. You know, your celebrity, what it feels like, man, to see your name up in the Ring of Fame, the camaraderie with the guys. You know, way before your time, you connect with those people. What is it like to be in the Ring of Fame, man? And you're still a young whippersnapper. You know, what does that feel like?
The Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, that's the one.
We're
not talking about the high school Hall of Fame. I may be in my high school Hall of Fame.
No, you keep saying Ring of Fame. It's Green Bay Packer Hall of
Green
Fame.
Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. All right.
There you go. It's an honor that is cherished. It's an honor that is legendary because of the simple fact of the names that you are going in there with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a name next to Bart Starr or Ray Nitschke or Don Hudson? Okay. Or I mean, just your name being mentioned in the same breath as those guys.
You're immortalized.
Yes,
is what you are.
Absolutely. And it's something to where, you know, if your kids, Dad, you ain't never played no football. What you talking about? You ain't never done. Hey, yeah. let me show you something, homeboy. Come on, follow me. There is a place where your daddy ain't gonna never be taken off the wall. There is a place where you are in the clouds with the greats.
I wonder what I have to do to get my name immortalized in Washington High School football.
Maybe sweep a floor or something, man.
Hey, man. Hey, but anyway, Gilbert. So the reason we're talking about that is when you talk about the fact that we're talking about Sterling Sharp.
You got
guys that you play with, and we asked the question about whether or not these guys should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you know any? Who you think?
Do I know any?
Yeah, Packers who aren't in the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame that you think should be.
It's so many. It's so many. Just politics, man. You know what I'm saying? Why does it take so long for Jerry Kramer to get in there?
Yeah.
Why does it take so long for Leroy Butler to get in there? I mean, 75. All that stuff he was on. Oh, my God. But the most disappointing thing I talk to everybody about is I am so pissed off because Sterling Sharp has not been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. That's good. But to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, why is that? His numbers, beautiful. His tenacity on the field. Beautiful. I don't know what he did to piss somebody off, but I am shocked, ashamed that he is not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
You know, Gilbert, his name is not ever mentioned, right? I mean, I don't hear him being nominated. You know,
but he to me, his play. His determination, his love for the game, he should have been the even the injury alone Earl. He should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. He went out there when they fused his neck together and played. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was
He
was a physical.
For what?
He was a physical guy.
He was a every day. Guy. There should be something in Green Bay with his name on it. There should be something.
So you played. Not only did you play with him, you played with Donald Driver.
Yes.
And so the two of them, you saw them both.
I saw them both.
You know, Donald Driver is a legend in Green Bay.
He sure is. He danced and took his shirt off. That's what made him a legend.
Come on, man.
Yeah, hey. I mean, come on. We making all the fat guys look bad.
Hey,
come
on, dog. But when you think about Sterling Sharpe and, mm-hmm. and Donald Driver has, you know, been mm-hmm. successful with mm-hmm. some of the ventures, we don't even hear about Sterling Sharpe. Do you
know
the man? And he was a classy guy, right?
I just don't understand. I don't understand that, you know, the times change. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to compare the two together because they were two different players. I mean, Sterling was just a monster, physical monster that got the job done. Driver was a guy, small college, made a big impact, and is a great humanitarian.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And to be able to compare them to, you cannot. But to the simple fact is, Sterling Sharpe is one of those guys where even his own brother said he should have been in before me. Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Shannon.
He should have been in before me. Yeah, Shannon is in.
Yeah, that's right.
Shannon is in.
Several years ago, he got in.
Yeah, Shannon Sharpe is in there. And to me, man, I'm going to push this until they put him in. We all should start knocking on that door of the NFL Hall of Fame committee or whoever them dummies is over there, because they ain't going to never let me in anyway, to let Sterling Sharpe get in. They'll wait till they gonna wait till he 95?
Well, you know,
Sterling. And can't walk up the steps?
As I think back, Gilbert, Sterling Sharpe, for about 3 or 4 years straight, he was all pro. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
first team all pro.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just put the tape on, man, and watch him play. I mean, when I play, I think I played with him for 2 years. Every time I turn around, he was in the weight room.
Yeah, I mean, he was
with a weight belt on, walking around like he Hulk Hogan or something. But he's small as I don't know what.
Yeah, he was a physical specimen.
Yes, he was.
And so, when you look at receivers of mm-hmm. this time and this, and you know, they're they use the term athletes and great athletes mm-hmm. differently. You look at receivers today, they changed him over the years. You know, when Lofton was around, Lofton's in the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
They were tall, 6'4", you know, and thin. And you look at the great receivers now, they've gone to smaller receivers again. But Sterling Sharpe was, what, about 6'2"? He wasn't a tall guy.
No.
He was just kind of a stocky.
He was just athletic guy. And strong. Athletic, strong, quick. Made great decisions, never scared to get it across the middle. You know, just a pure athlete, man, from the days of, you know, where they broke the mold. He broke the mold on his athlete.
Man, because, you know, he would go across the middle. Now, I know mm-hmm. that not a whole lot of receivers, even Donald Driver, would go across the middle. Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of receivers, man, they don't want to do that, right? They kind of.
Can you imagine what type of career he could have had if he didn't get hurt? I mean, he started out with the Magic Man, ended up with Brett Favre. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And he was Brett Favre's number one guy. Now, can you imagine?
You know the career. You know, Gilbert, and the thing is, you don't hear people talking about Sterling Sharpe, even in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right, man.
But I saw his career. So I do.
He cannot be forgotten. He cannot be forgotten, Earl. He cannot be.
So
we can't let it happen.
So let's go to David. Hey, David, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I just wanted to point out, you know, actually, Sterling Sharpe actually was only 6 foot tall.
Yeah, no, he was a small guy.
He wasn't even 6'2". Yeah.
You know Earl don't know nothing, man. Go ahead.
That's, from what I understand, that's how tall he was. Now, maybe with cleats and other things, yeah, he could be like 6'1 or whatever. Okay. But anyway, well, I was going to say, though, I'm a football junkie, and I actually go to all the signings and all that other stuff. And one thing I will say is this. I think Donald Driver's personality was, like, phenomenal. Like, he just light up the room. Didn't matter, you know, where he was, whatever. Sterling Sharpe was a little bit more subdued from what I can tell, but, you know, still obviously he was a great guy. But I look at it this way.
Yeah, their personalities were different, David. No question about that. Their personalities
Were different. And Donald Driver, you know, keep in mind, I mean, he was, what, a seventh-round pick? You know, he wasn't a first-round pick like Sharpe was.
Yeah, but what does that matter?
I'm just saying, I think, like, people didn't really expect much from Driver, and obviously, because, you know, the seventh-round pick, you know, there's a lot to prove, and he ended up being, like, an all-pro, obviously, and I think that he was kind of like, people would cheer for him because he was the little guy that could.
So Gilbert was there with both of them. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything you're saying?
You can't go off of the first round, seventh round. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the heart of the person. You know, some people get into how nice a guy is and how whatever he is. Let's check on how what he did between the lines, because if he didn't do anything between those lines, you never would have met him. You see what I'm saying? So when a guy like that is out there, if Sterling Sharpe would have had the longer career like Driver did, then there would be no comparison. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking that. Driver's cute. He got pearly white teeth. He pretty boy. Yeah. I understand that. Girls love him to death. I don't know why, but they love him to death. But when it comes to putting it in between those lines, that's what we got to go off. And to me, Sterling Sharpe should be in the NFL Hall of Fame, period.
You know, we got some numbers. Calvin, you still got some of those numbers, man?
Yeah, I got them pulled up.
Listen to the numbers.
So Donald Driver is number one in receiving yards, and Sterling Sharpe's number three for the Packers. For receptions, give me one second.
Y'all remember, you only played seven now.
Donald Driver's number one, Sterling Sharpe's number three. But, like, we got to remember Donald Driver played much longer. Also,
I'm trying to tell you.
Sterling Sharpe had more touchdowns than Donald Driver did, though. Sterling Sharpe is third all-time in receiving touchdown for the Packers, and Donald Driver's number four.
Well, facts.
So that's pretty facts. Amazing when you think.
How many years, Calvin?
Sterling Sharpe played for 7 seasons. I got to look up how many Driver played, but Driver played way more than that.
Yeah, no, yes. Driver played at least Driver 10 had years.
Over 10. Oh. Over 10. Yeah, he had to play over 10.
David?
Yeah, I think Donald Driver is like 11 years, I believe. I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, but... either way, though, yeah, it speaks. I mean, Sharpe had the nose to the end zone all the time. It was just anything that was around there, he was just Mr. Touchdown. And no question that he was ultra talented. The only person I think that could compare, at least from the time that I ever saw any other wide receiver on the Packers, was James Lofton. James Lofton was Mr. Smooth. The guy would just glide down and boom. But outside of that, I think Sharpe was actually a stronger receiver.
No question.
You know, like he was more like a running back. Like people would bounce right off of him.
Yeah, that's when true.
I think it was very rare. Whoever was tackling him, the first guy was not able to get him down.
So Gilbert's point is valid from the standpoint that, and just like you, I'm a football junkie and have been longer than both of you, because I've been around a little bit longer.
Combined? Is that combined?
Come on, man. I've been around just a little bit, but I do know what Sterling Sharpe was and when they drafted him. And I do know that he was just a game breaker. And it is true, Gilbert, that they need to start organizing and pushing to get his name, bring him back up, because I rarely hear, even in Green Bay, people talking about Sterling Sharpe.
They always should talk about Sterling Sharpe. And the thing is, and that's why I'm trying to spit these facts and got Calvin doing all the back work, is that Mr. James Lofton and Mr. Donald Driver each had long careers.
Got to go to a break. 844. Thank you, David. 967-27.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
This to the drop. Boom. 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 Let it breathe, bro, before you run your mouth. Let it breathe. Boom. 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 Come on.
Oh. Hey, you don't do any DJing, do you?
I need to. I'm better than Shaq. Hey. Come on.
Welcome back. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under the helmet with the grave digger. So, Gilbert, your best friend, is it safe to say, you know, one of your best friends? I don't want to put you in a bad spot, because I know you and Leroy are still pretty tight.
Frenchie.
But
he's also, French.
But I also know that you and Santana
Dotson
are really tight, and I also know that you and Dr. George Coons are really tight. But are these some other guys who you think should be in the Packer Hall of Fame?
Criteria wise, you know what I'm saying? People get in their mind of years played or certain numbers or whatever. I mean what distinguished guys from, I mean, I played for the Green Bay Packers, period. Never played for another team in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Which is amazing.
Other guys have and didn't. Let's look at Charles Woodson, you know. Woodson's in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, but he is a
monster.
And he is a Raider.
Yeah.
He won the championship with us, but he went back and is immortalized as a Raider.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's just like Santana. You know what I'm saying? Santana started out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rookie player of the year, all that stuff. Came over to Green Bay for 5-6 years, won a Super Bowl, put his roots down. Then I think the last year he left, he went to Washington. The thing about it is that whoever picks the guys, or whoever's criteria, whoever's the board or head of board or whatever, it is an injustice when you don't put a guy like Santana Dotson in. You don't put a guy like Sean Jones in. You don't put a guy like George Kuntz in.
No, Gilbert, Sean Jones was only with the Packers for about 3 years.
He won a Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers.
But you can't put
He solidified that defensive line to be. Here's the catch, Earl. That defensive line is one of the best defensive lines the Green Bay Packers ever had ensembled at one time. Reggie White, Santana Dotson, Sean Jones, and your boy.
Okay, let me ask you. I watched the Packers going back, early 60s.
Come on.
When they were flat out, nobody could touch the Packers. They were champions. They won all those championships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those guys didn't wind up in the Packers. You can't put everybody there.
No, right? You can't put everybody in there. That's okay. Why I'm saying you got to have a criteria of who goes in where. And who did what? You see what I'm saying?
I know, but you're talking about
your understand.
Generation. What about all them star players who back in the 60s who didn't get in? I'm just asking the question.
After Super Bowl 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? After those type of guys? Well, you got to put it down. Or most of those guys are in there. Most of those guys are in there. It's some guys that's missing, of course.
Right.
Just like on our team, it's some guys that's missing. But you got to put those guys in, because if you go back and look at our when that defensive line was there, we had the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, I saw it.
You see what I'm saying? So there has to be some kind of purpose for these guys to be where they're supposed to be.
But you also had some great defensive backs, some great linebackers. You had the great wide receivers, great running backs, great offensive line. You had a stellar team, man. So could the same thing be said for the offensive linemen of your era? Or you know, the safeties, the cornerbacks?
Yeah. I mean, there's positions and all kind of everything for everybody. But you can, like you said, Earl, you can't put everybody in. You cannot. There's not enough room. You can't just put 18 guys in on one team, 18 guys in on the other team. You know what I'm saying? Before I hate to get off the subject, Earl. I'm sitting over here watching my TV. What's wrong with Ja Morant?
Ja Morant, for those who don't know him, is a star. Young basketball player who could possibly become the face of the NBA. He's about 22 years old, one of the most athletic young guys who ever played the game, who's looking at a $200 million contract, and not counting what he's with a Converse contract, probably worth another $260 million. We're talking about a young kid, 21, 22 years old, who's got the world at his feet, but who can't separate himself from where he grew up and around guys who he should move beyond. And so he was suspended earlier in the year for having on a website with a gun, you know, kind of, you know, doing what some young urban cats do on these websites. And so he was suspended. We thought he learned his lesson. And here he is again on another website brandishing a gun. It's going to cost him, could cost him $500 million, Gilbert. And yeah, that's what you and I do, man. That's why we work with these young kids to try to get them to understand that's not the way, right?
And the thing is, man, I try to preach as much as I can. Even though you don't want to be a role model, you are a role model. Even though these kids emulate everything you do,
right?
So you gotta. I mean, even you just gotta present yourself better decision making. Everybody gonna make mistakes. Everybody gonna do dumb stuff,
yeah, but to not do it that twice, kind of dumb stuff, man.
Do it twice,
right?
Come on, man.
You know,
there's got to be repercussions for it.
It's got to be.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Either
a basketball
way.
Player.
Yeah,
either he's a basketball. That's trying both. To be something else.
Yeah, Gilbert, he can't be both, right?
Mm-mm.
And it's just what you said. I remember Charles Barkley said once, "I'm not a role model."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was forced to backtrack on that.
Yes,
he is, right?
He is. I mean, even if you don't want to be, you're going to be.
Right.
So you gotta do something and live right, man, because the kids are emulating you.
Hey, Gilbert, man, I hate we got to go, man. Great show this morning. Really, really.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Love you, man. And
love you too, bro.
Yeah.
Even though your face is gray,
yeah.
I love you.
Well, it's gonna be looking like yours next week, because I'm going to put some shoe polish on my hair.
Shoe polish.
And on my beard. Shoe polish, yeah. All right. Got to go to a break. See you later, buddy.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's up, man.
I will. It's Monday. That means Monday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. He's pulling up. We'll see you later, Gilbert. We'll talk later. All right, be right back.
Peace out.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.